Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carney Lansford. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Chuck Rainey. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Law reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bernazard for the out. Law moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Rice reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. Evans goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Lansford scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Remy steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Lansford goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2. Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nichols. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nichols who is chasing the ball. Squires reaches third base with a triple. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Squires scores. One out. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Salome Barojas now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. Rice moves to third. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boggs is walked intentionally. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball towards right. Baines catches it and throws to home to double up Rice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Nichols is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Rich Barnes now pitching. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Nichols is hit by the pitch. Lansford scores. Boggs moves to third. Stapleton moves to second. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allinson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Almon reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Allinson for a passed ball. Almon moves to third. Ron LaFleur pinch hits for Rudy Law. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almon scores. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur now playing center field. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mark Clear now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Lansford goes all the way around to score. It's 12-6, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.